putting him in the middle, and he's been able to really get some penetration there, and that time got him down for a loss.
10-18 left third quarter, 10-7 Michigan. Peterson out, Corey Walker is in. Two receivers left, Marsh out to the right. As here's the handoff to Haynes inside the 10 and grabbed by the knees at about the 9-yard line. And a little chirping going on. Big old Ben Barton getting in there. So wrapping the running back low and making the play. It's third and goal at the 9. Michigan 2 out of 6 on third down here today. Zach Marshall, a tight end, motions to the right. Haynes, the running back, to the left of Underwood. Third down, goal at the 9. Underwood back to throw, looking, flips it over the middle, incomplete. Marlon Klein, the intended receiver, no chance. Good coverage from Christian Allegro. As Michigan will send on the field goal team on fourth and goal at the 9.
Yeah, and Michigan just tried to run their tight end right down the seam, and Allegro did a great job. Would have loved to have seen him turn his head to see, but he just kind of plastered his guy and was able to get that ball out and force this field goal attempt in the red zone.
This will be a 27-yard try for Dominic Zavada. Hit a 40-yarder in the first half. Just inside the left hash mark. Everybody's set. Here's the snap. And the kick is in the air, and it's no good. Ooh. Missed it to the left as Michigan comes up empty. And there's a little more juice on that Wisconsin side of the field as we've got a break in the action in Ann Arbor. Badger fans, choose chill and celebrate responsibly. 21 means 21. Coors Light, choose chill. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. From the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 9:26 left in quarter number 3. Michigan 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
All across the Badger State.
All the way! Touchdown, Wisconsin!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Wisconsin football brought to you in part by UW Health and Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. And by Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. Dominic Zavada, who was All-American good last year, 21 of 22 in the field goal category, just yanked one, missed it from 27 yards away, so it remains 10-7 Michigan. With 9:26 left of the third quarter, the Badgers will take over at their 20-yard line.
Just love the way Wisconsin continues to bow up. Really unfortunate. Posa makes an unbelievable play after Underwood does a great job of getting out, forcing that fumble. Unlucky bounce, but you keep working. Good things happen. Missed field goal. Wisconsin gets a chance to go down and take a lead here.
Brooks and Anthony double wide to the left. Dylan Jones behind Hunter Simmons. Baker to the left of the QB. Hand off to Jones. And nothing on the right side of the offensive line. And maybe was able to pry a yard out of it. And that is it. interior of the Michigan defense, which is good. It's deep. Gain of one, second down and nine for the Badgers.
Yeah, and Michigan, you give them credit, too. They're bowing up a little bit, too. Wisconsin has, especially early in the game, was able to push and move guys around. Michigan is bowing up a little bit. They're bringing more guys down to try and slow down Wisconsin's run game. You know, Dylan Jones started off hot. Now he's at 15 carries with 56 yards.
Here's the tailback, Jackson Aker, the fullback. Simmons under his center, Davis Heinsohn. The 21 of the Badgers, second and nine. Simmons back to throw, rolling right, looking, throwing, and trying to squeeze one in, but missing. Wanted Lance Mason across the 30-yard line in a pretty small window. It falls incomplete, third and nine for the Badgers.
I would think that was maybe the first time I've looked at his decision-making and thought, I'm not sure. A good play call, you get out in space, you get him out there. That's one very fortunate that ball fell to the turf, because there's a lot of maize and blue on that side of the field.
Third and nine for the Badgers at their 21-yard line. Dylan Jones motions into the backfield. Slot left, slot right. Hunter Simmons, the quarterback, on third down for the Wisconsin 21. Michigan rushing for Simmons, throws right side, and it is in and out of the hands of Mason, but he was banged on the play. Brandon Hillman getting in there for the Wolverines. It would have likely been short of the sticks anyway, and it's fourth down and nine for Wisconsin.
Yeah, I know that ends up in a punt, but a pretty poor decision, I thought, on second down there. Staying in the pocket, Michigan brought a blitz, delivered the ball where he needed to. It was going to be short, but smart decision-making by our quarterback.
Atticus Bertram's on to punt. Samaj Morgan deep at the Michigan 32 line of scrimmage, the Badgers 21. Bertrams gets the snap. Kick is away toward the near sideline. Morgan will signal for and gather the fair catch inside the 40 of Michigan, a 42-yard punt. Wolverines will start at their 37-yard line. We'll take a break at the Big House. Horsepower to amplify your willpower, capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard and built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford dealer today. For the Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 821, left of the third quarter, Michigan 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
Save big money on your next project when you shop at Menards. Atlas Pinnacle Shingles Super Wide Design saves on installation time. Plus, 3M Scotchgard Protector prevents black streaks for the life of the roof. Get a free estimate fast with our new Roofing Design and Buy program and save big money with Atlas Shingles. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com and shop our great selection of Atlas roofing products.
Save big money at Menards.
I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The Lamps from Bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors and layers.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese are produced with four generations of our family's expertise and commitment. We start with the best dairy farms providing high-quality milk so you can feel good about what you feed your family. Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese, a proud partner of UW Athletics, now available at your local grocer.
A three and out for the Wisconsin offense. It remains 10-7 Michigan with 8:21 left in the third quarter. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger football from Deerfield.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Credit to Michigan here after missing a short field goal. Badger seemingly had some momentum going, but it was short-lived. Out. Over back on offense at their 37-yard line.
And that's where what... We've seen more of it than we have, obviously, prior. But taking advantage of that, you get that pendulum momentum with a missed kick, with a guy that doesn't miss kicks. That's where you hope you go and kind of get something going. But credit to Michigan's defense. And for the first time, really, since that first drive, you kind of felt this stadium pick up a little juice. Now it's on the defense. Get back in there, make another stop. And they have been able to get the football out. The ball has gotten on the ground. You're doing that, good things are going to happen.
Just as Haynes in there at running back, pistol formation, Michigan 37. On first down, the handoff goes to Haynes, and he gets rocked by Mason Reiger inside the 35. They'll mark at the 34 on a loss of three.
And Haynes is looking there like, somebody going to block Reiger? Because he came in untouched off of the right side of Michigan's offense. And completely swam through the right tackle, beat him inside, and then not only you beat the guy, you got to get the running back on the ground. He did that. Great play by Reiger.
Receivers left, one on the right. Haynes motions left, one pump Underwood. Now throws it, caught by Klein across the 35, across the 40-yard line, and he gets chopped down by Matt Young at the 44, leaving Michigan with a third down and three.
A little screenplay there, a little quick setup there, trying to use some aggressiveness against it, and did a nice job of selling it, got it out there, offensive lineman down, Allegro with a little chicken wing up there trying to get that football out. Now Michigan set here for the third.
Subs, so the Badgers deliberately sending in their defensive subs. Clock at 13. 7-10 left third quarter. Michigan leads 10-7. Drew Marsh wide left, motions right on third and three. Underwood looking, steps up, flush to his right. Throws on the run, high pass, incomplete. He wanted Klein, well covered by Austin Brown. As Michigan again missing on a third down, it's fourth and three Wolverines at their 44-yard line.
I've been saying this all day, just the discipline of the rush. And you know Underwood, when his first or second read is not there, especially on third and three or four, he is going to try and go pick up that first down. But Wisconsin's linebackers, Tackett Curtis, did a great job keeping his eyes, staying there, the rush lanes. You force him where you want him to go. He had to force a throw, and now Michigan has to punt.
It's in Hollenbeck on the punt. The kick is away, and this one turns over. Henry is going to field it at the 6-yard line. It's across the 10. Took a chance there, and he's brought down to the 10-yard line. It looked like that was ticketed for the end zone, but wanted to give it a whirl, and the Badgers starting at their 10. A 49-yard punt and four on the return, and we have a timeout here in Ann Arbor. UW Athletics is proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Latsamata Pizza, Clements Brats and Hot Dogs, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. The Rail Transport Broadcast Booth, 6:50 left in the third quarter, Michigan 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Odyssey Greek Yogurt and Feta Cheese are produced with four generations.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. 6:50 left of the third quarter, 10-7 Michigan leads Wisconsin. Badgers scored in their opening drive, ran it well then, but it's been pretty tough ever since. With more on that, let's check in with Patrick.
The first drive, Wisconsin carried it 9 times for 39 yards. That's 4.3 yards per carry average. Jones did a lot of it, 8 for 34. Since then, they've had 13 carries for just 30 yards total. That's 2.3 yards per carry. Coach Fickell has challenged Joe Brunner in particular to be more of a vocal leader. This is a moment when they need that.
Dylan Jones, the running back. Jackson Aker back there as well to the right of Simmons. Jones behind the QB. Simmons takes the snap. He'll feed it to Dylan Jones, and he gets chopped right away by the linebacker Jimmy Rolder. No gains, second and 10 for the Badgers at their own 10-yard line. Imagine with Tyrell Henry, in fairness to him, punt cover teams are so good at downing the ball inside the five. And Tyrell took a chance, fielding it probably around the 5 or 6 yard line, brought it back to the 10. I'll pick up on that in a moment. Second down and 10 for the Badgers at their own 10. Dylan Jones to the left of Hunter Simmons. Slot left, slot right. Simmons back to throw, looking, fires to the right, and the immediate hit after the catch from Vinny Anthony. He gets belted at the 15-yard line. Jair Hill is there. I remember talking to Jim Leonard about that a few years ago. He was awfully good at returning punts, and there used to be that rule of thumb, if your heels were on the 10, if it sails over your head, let it go. He said, you know, actually now you can go back 2-3 yards or so because of punters are so good at hanging it up there and giving their gunners a chance to go make a play. Third down and 5 for the Badgers at their own 15-yard line. Tretch Kekahuna in motion right to left. Simmons with a look over. Play clock is at 8. Dylan Jones will shift to the right of the QB. Play clock is at 3-2. Here's the snap. Michigan rushes 4. Simmons throws to the left, and it is broken up, incomplete. Intended for Vinny Anthony. Zeke Berry was closing in on it. Breaks up the pass, and the Badgers punting for their 15-yard line.
Yeah, Wisconsin made an adjustment. They shifted their back, and Michigan made an adjustment, too. It's like they knew what was coming. The ball was coming up quick to Vinny Anthony, and very fortunate. Vinny did a good job there of coming back to that football. If he hadn't, I think that would have been a pick six. So good job by Vinny.
Here's Atticus Bertram's on the punt. Kick is away. Samaj Morgan let's it hit inside the 35-yard line. It'll dribble out of bounds at the 33 of the far side in Michigan territory. So the Badger defense is asked once again to get a stop. 52-yard punt from Bertram's. And we'll take a break. Wisconsin football brought to you by Rail Transport. For every mile of your truck driving career, learn more at rail.jobs. 5:14 left in the third quarter. Michigan 10, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally. Every day across Wisconsin, outstanding educators change lives, lift students up, strengthen communities, and shape brighter futures. The Outstanding Educator Program, brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, honors those who go above and beyond. Know someone who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
On the go and want to stay connected to live college sports anywhere in the country? Download the free Varsity Network app available on Apple and Android. With new features this season, it's easier than ever to listen live and keep up with your favorite teams. Don't miss a moment. Get the Varsity Network app now. 5 minutes, 14 seconds left in the third quarter. Michigan 10, Wisconsin 7. The multitasking now underway in our rail transport broadcast booth. The Brewers and Cubs tied in the first. Brewers with an early answer after a Michael Busch home run to start the game. Mike Keller keeping tabs on what's going on at American Family Field. Just underway over there. The Badgers of Michigan in a tight one over here. 10-7 Michigan with 5:14 left in the third quarter.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that we've seen, obviously that first drive by both teams score, adjustments were made. And I think from Wisconsin's end, trying to get the ball out quick, wanting to make it as easy as you can for Hunter Simmons to be successful. Well, Michigan is now really, really pushing the line of scrimmage. I think at some point you're going to have to see some opportunities for big plays down the field. You have to protect to do that. That's going to be the kind of the question mark on when you want to take that shot. But Michigan being very aggressive around the line of scrimmage.
So the wide receiver to actually one receiver to the left, two tight to the right. Underwood gets the snap. Reeds keeps, throws it down the left sideline. McCulley is driven out of bounds. Incomplete. Deani Hill with the good work. McCulley going airborne, and Hill just drove him to the chalk. Second down.
Yeah, great job by Hill of just staying there and, again, not panicking. It's tough. You throw a long ball, fights through his hands, and brings his body through McCulley and forces him. He made a great catch. I think he pulled the ball in. But Hill was not going to let him get his feet down or foot down. Good job of pushing it there.
Although they are going to take another look, I believe.
Boy. Let's see.
Field was an incomplete pass. Plays under further review.
McCulley did a good job of securing the ball through the process. He's the Indiana transfer. Actually played some quarterback for the Hoosiers in a handful of games. And mentioned a great effort on Deani Hill's part. Really good effort from Donovan McCulley as they take a look.
You just are amazed at some of the athleticism here. He high points this football. Hill does everything right. He fights through his hand. That left foot is right, very close. Maybe he somehow got it down with Hill completely shoving him as he's airborne. Let's see.
Got to be clear and obvious, and I'm not seeing anything as clear and obvious to overturn the call.
I hope you're
so
right.
Far.
See what old Pereira has got to say. We'll see what he says. But it is, I can't tell you that, you know, we talk about teach tape. You can actually say that on both sides of that. That is a great play by both, and we'll see who ends up on the winning side of it. Because McCulley, I don't know how he was able to even get that 1 foot relatively close to make it interesting, and the notepad's out. Let's see what they say.
Yes.
God.
Wow,
first
how about that?
10 at the 34-yard line.
That is obscenely good by him.
Yeah, that's terrific play.
Yep.
And it looked like maybe that toe tapped just inside the boundary. It was pretty close, but a big play for Michigan. And just like that, the Wolverines are inside the 35 to the 34 of Wisconsin. That is a 33-yard connection. Cully out wide to the left. Channing Goodwin to the right. Samaj Morgan slot to the right. Justice Haynes, the running back. And the direct snap to Haynes. Now he'll give it to Underwood. Rolling right pass caught by the tight end Klein. And he gets cut to the turf by Jameer Latimer inside the 30 to the 29 on a gain of 5.
Oh, very fortunate. They had a fake, like a ghost reverse on there. A direct snap to Haynes. He pitches it out to the right. And luckily, Wisconsin sold out. Had they flipped that reverse, there was nobody on Wisconsin's sideline from a contained standpoint. Very glad that they ran a great tackle there.
From the 29 of Wisconsin, second down for the Wolverines. Underwood throwing the slant, McCulley the catch inside the 20, inside the 15-yard line, breaks a tackle 10, breaking to his right to the 5, McCulley to the end zone, touchdown Michigan. 29 yards, Underwood to McCulley, and Michigan leads 16-7.
Just a quick slant route here to McCulley. He does, you know, he catches the football, bad angle, and then bad tackling. Young comes down. He tried to just drill him, not wrapping up. McCulley bounces off him and then sprints to the front right pylon, and a big drive. That was the McCulley drive. Two unbelievable plays by a great talent, and Michigan pulls ahead potentially by 10.
An overturn call, big for the Wolverines. They travel 67 yards to make this a two-score game in Ann Arbor. Dominic Zavada on for the extra point, and it is good. We'll keep it here with 4 minutes, 11 seconds left of the third quarter. It's now Michigan 17, Wisconsin 7.
You look at this, and Wisconsin's defense has been, you know, just chopping and chopping, and Wisconsin's offense has not been able to get a lot going really since that first drive. And you keep putting your guys out there, and you got to keep answering the bell. Michigan has, obviously, a ton of talent. And when you make a play, I mean, Hill could not have played that boundary throw any better other than, you know, knocking the football completely out of his hands. McCulley's able to get that. They overturn it. And then you get another crack at it. Slant route, bad angle, bad tackle. And when you do that, you got to wrap up. McCulley, too talented, too quick. And now Michigan pulls up by 10.
This Wisconsin defense hanging in there throughout the course of the game. The Badger offense, a touchdown on the first possession, and nothing doing since. See if they can change that trend. Beckham Sunderland ready to kick off for the Wolverines. Sends it on its way, and it'll be Vinny Anthony catching at the 2. He's to the 5, to the 10, right side 15. Anthony across the 20-yard line. Penalty markers fly. Well, they're throwing it right at. You had Owen Arnett getting tangled up with Troy Bowles just across the 35-yard line. Vinny brought it back across the 20, and we'll sort out the call.
I got a hunch it's going to be a penalty on number 18. I just don't know which one.
I both, like your odds.
Both were just scrapping.
Holding. Team number 13. Oh. 10-yard penalty. First down.
I think he might have meant 18, but
yeah.
Well, the Badgers in a hole now, and they have not had the field position in their favor, to say the least, in this third quarter. And that's a trend that, unfortunately, is continuing. They'll start at the 13-yard line.
Yeah, and you're going to have to do something here. Now, obviously, you're down 10. You're not down 3. Everything is just Michigan is not respecting any deep threats. They're piling guys up. They're blitzing linebackers. Wisconsin has to have an answer.
Hunter Simmons, the quarterback. Darion Dupree, the running back. Simmons back to throw against a four-man rush. He'll toss it out left side. Anthony, the rolling catch. Yes, sir. Across the 40-yard line. Rolls to the turf. First down, Wisconsin. Simmons to Vinny Anthony. And a much-needed big play for the Badgers. They will mark. They'll mark at the 42-yard line of Wisconsin.
That's just what we asked for, a little double move. Vinny Anthony runs it out like he had been, and Michigan, obviously they're seeing it. They're jumping that route. Vinny does a nice job of turning it up, and then really tough catch. Good throw there by Simmons, but a good contested catch by Vinny Anthony on the up and out.
They remark it at the 40 of Wisconsin, a 27-yard pitch and catch. Pistol formation. First and 10 for the Badgers as Simmons will turn. Gives it to Darion Dupree off the right side. He's up to the 43-yard line and gets wrestled back from there. Jair Hill off the corner getting involved for Michigan, as well as Troy Bowles, a linebacker. Gain of 4 as they'll spot at the 44 of Wisconsin.
Tight ends have done a nice job of kicking out, and you're getting wideouts digging out. Tretch down there trying to dig out a safety, trying to get something moving. And that, more reminiscent of that first drive, you're getting 3-4 yards on first down, not 1 or 2. Good job of finishing his run there.
Chris Brooks out to the right, Vinny Anthony to the left, Arion Dupree the running back, Hunter Simmons ducks under his center, Davis Heinzen. On second down, Simmons pulls back in a play fake, drops the throw, winds up. He'll toss it deep down the right side for Brooks, and that's intercepted by Rod Moore of Michigan. Hung that one up in heavy traffic, and Rod Moore back from injury that took away all of last year with a big interception for the Wolverines.
Yeah, we've been asking for it. Good protection. He had plenty of time, but three maize in blue. Chris Brooks, the only guy over there, and he was looking for, he looked like he got tackled. Luke Fickell is over there. He's not happy, but you threw it into really triple coverage, and the ball hung up way too long, and Michigan comes away with a turnover.
And there is the game's first turnover with 2 minutes and 29 seconds left in the third period. 17-7, Michigan leading Wisconsin. The Wolverines back on offense at their 17-yard line.
Yeah, and that was a play-action pass. Everybody did. Davis did a nice job up front. Everybody stayed in front. You had Vinny Anthony on a little over route. It's easy up here to see that, but he threw it into triple coverage and paid the price.
17 to Michigan, first down. Here's the handoff to Justice Haynes, and he gets wrapped up by Tackett Curtis, a gain of just a yard. Boy, you could make a compelling argument that there was interference
for
there.
For sure.
That it's not called, but you're right, too. That was thrown into a lot of Michigan bodies along that sideline.
Yeah, I know Chris Brooks was looking for it. Luke Fickell is piping hot mad about it. He ended up being tackled to the ground, but we'd like to see that call, but Michigan's only got one penalty today. I'm not going to bank on it.
Second down and nine for the Wolverines. Their own 18-yard line. Underwood, quick shot, left side. McCulley will go up and get it and goes to the turf shy of the 25-yard line. They'll mark at about the 23.5 of Michigan. Third down, they need the 27. A minute 38 left third quarter, 17-7 Michigan.
Yeah, this is where defensively you've been asked. You keep getting asked to make a play. You keep getting out there. And at one of these third downs, we need to see. We've had a couple of strips. The ball has been on the ground. Time where we need a turnover.
Samaj Morgan, slot to the right. Shy of the 24. Third down and three plus change. Little draw play. Here's Haynes. Has room. 25-30. Haynes 35. Weaving across the 40 to the 45-yard line. And finally stopped by Austin Brown at the 47-yard line of Michigan territory.
Really smart play call there. That was just a delayed draw where it looked Underwood kind of came out slow, and Bredis, their fullback, just came up and absolutely covered up his guy. He shoves the defensive end cheeks and then climbs up to the next level, picked it up and gave all kinds of space there to pick up that first down.
At the Michigan 47-yard line, final minute here of the third quarter. Haynes remains the running back, double wide to the left. Underwood, a little play fake, back to throw, pressure up the middle. In trouble is Underwood, breaks out to his right, throws it back over the middle, and it's through Kendrick Bell at the 40-yard line, incomplete. Oh, Underwood with his athleticism kept the play alive. The throw was a little high, but certainly catchable. Bell, the junior out of Kansas City, did not make the play. And it's second and 10, Michigan at its own 47.
Wisconsin brought both linebackers in, and Michigan actually did a pretty good job initially of picking up that blitz. That shows the talent of Underwood. He's able to spin out, run outside, fired it. That's where I think he probably needs to work, put a little touch on that ball. Nice job.
On second down, the handoff to Haynes over the right side, and he gets across midfield to the 49 of Wisconsin. Sebastian Cheeks on the tackle. Gain of four. It's third down and six. And that could be the final play of the third quarter. They play one of your favorite songs here, by the way, Tosh.
I love the Killers. Yeah, you know that. Yeah. It's nowhere in the same vicinity as Jump Around, but it is a cool thing. Justice Haynes, two real big runs.
Yep.
Wisconsin's done a pretty doggone good job of trying to keep him under check today.
And we are through three quarters here at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor. Michigan 17, Wisconsin 7. The fourth quarter is next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on-site.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
What's that sound?
It's just the brakes.
What? That can't be good.
Relax. My friend said he would do them in his garage for cheap.
No, I know what that means. You're all going to hang out all day in his garage while working on the car. Last time you guys forgot to tighten the tires, and one fell off while I was driving the kids to school. We had to pay for a tow, pay to fix it again, and get new tires.
Don't let the cheap turn out to be expensive. Call Rapids Transmission to get your brakes done right and performing optimally. Call 715-423-1100.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio.
Back at Michigan Stadium in Ann Arbor, scoreboard update here. Michigan leading the Badgers 17-7 as we get ready to start the fourth quarter. Elsewhere in Big Ten play, it is 22nd ranked Illinois leading by 12, 33-21 at Purdue. Final 4 minutes of the third quarter there. 14th ranked Iowa State is trying to rally. They trail 31-22 at Cincinnati. Georgia, 12th ranked in the country over Kentucky, 35-7. And in Milwaukee, the Brewers gave up a leadoff home run to Michael Busch, but have scored four in the bottom of the first, three straight doubles to open. They lead 4-1, still not done batting in the bottom of the first inning.
Got into that bullpen right away. There you go. It is 17-7, Michigan leading Wisconsin. We get ready to begin the fourth quarter. It'll be a third down and six for the Wolverines at the Badgers 49-yard line. Let's go downstairs. Patrick, what do you have?
One of the big offseason storylines was Wisconsin reloading on the defensive line and linebackers, bringing in transfers, bringing in size. This is why. So they could hold up in a game like this late in the game. We saw last year that they really struggled against power conference, the big major teams in that fourth quarter and second halves. So far in this game, Wisconsin has played 15 different players on defense in their front seven. So in the defensive line and linebackers, 60 linemen, nine different linebackers have gotten snaps. What you hope is, because they've been playing so many, that they've been able to keep them a little bit fresh and that they can still get the stops here in this fourth quarter to give their team a chance to stay in this game. We'll see if that offseason strategy pays off. This is the moment they need it.
Yeah, get it back to that offense. Here's your song, Tausch.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Killers, man. Yeah. I don't care where you're at and what you're doing. The Killers are going to bring it. Obviously here, third and six. We've been unable to create that turnover yet, but pressure, and you put him in this position. They ran it last time. They had a great job by their fullback of picking up two guys, and Haynes was able to pick up that first down. But you want to win this game, need to find a way to get off the field right here.
Michigan 3 out of 9 on third down. Three receivers left, one on the right, third and six. Wolverines at the Wisconsin 49-yard line. Haynes the running back. Snap to Underwood. Badgers sending four. Underwood shuffles right, throws right side. That's caught by McCulley. First down, Michigan. Austin Brown on the tackle as the Wolverines convert. First and 10 at the 36 of Wisconsin.
A really good maturity there by Underwood, because Wisconsin did everything that they should do there. They were able to get him to move around in the pocket. A lot of times these young quarterbacks are going to take off and go. Wisconsin has shown that they've been able to kind of corral that. He stayed in, made a big throw, and you can see how important. Big fist pump after that completion.
Andrew Marsh slot to the left on first down. Underwood swings the left side. Morgan the catch inside the 35-yard line and is driven to the ground by Tackett Curtis. inside the 35 at the 34 and a gain of 2, second down and 8. Opening minute, fourth quarter, 17-7, Michigan.
And Latimer did a fantastic job of turning that back in. It's just a simple swing pass, and you want to get that perimeter blocked up. He forced it back in so Curtis could bring him down.
McCulley and Morgan, double wide to the right, Marsh tight to the left. Pistol formation, Underwood takes, and a little pop pass, and a hit behind the line of scrimmage is Morgan. He got away from Reiger, gets away from another defender, as making a play was Samaj Morgan inside the 30, down to the 28-yard line of Wisconsin.
Oh, ooh, great effort.
Is that close?
Great effort by Reiger. He sees it right away, and you can see he's hitting his head. He's pounding his hands because he read it beautifully, and he just was able to slip through his tackle. And then Michigan was able to block up the rest of the perimeter. But Reiger, again, man, he is all over the place today. Read that perfectly. Unfortunately, couldn't get him down on the ground.
Third down and 2, Michigan at the Wisconsin 28-yard line. Double wide to the right. Snap to Underwood. Looking. Throws right side. High pass incomplete. Intended for the tight end, Jalen Hoffman. Matt Young, a safety over there in coverage. And it's 4th and 2. And Sherrone Moore is keeping the offense out there. 4th and 2, Michigan at the Wisconsin 28-yard line.
That was just a pick play. Michigan runs two guys to rub to get that little flat route, and Underwood just sailed it. That was a well-designed play call, sailed the football, and now a critical 4th and 2 here. It looks like they might be, and they're going to roll for it.
Michigan 1 out of 4 so far this season on 4th down. Haynes the running back, Morgan slot left, jogs in motion to the right for the Wisconsin 28-yard line. The snap goes off of Underwood. It was a low snap. Underwood has to dive on it at the 30. Thank you very much. Michigan turns it over on downs.
Yeah, it was a low snap. I think he snapped it early. I don't think Underwood was expecting it, and it fired it right at his knees, and luckily Wisconsin gets off the field and makes the critical stop.
We'll take a break for the Rail Transport broadcast booth. 13:08 remaining. It remains Michigan 17, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling. Our equipment, designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields, makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win days easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
Kohl's Friends and Family Sale is so good, you'll want to put your phone on Do Not Disturb. Yep, the only thing you're picking up is deals. Now through Sunday, take an extra 20% off all your fall favorites. From soft throws to slow cookers, warm flannels to cozy cardigans. Plus, earn $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. So go ahead, let those notifications wait, because these prices won't. Select styles, some exclusions apply. 20% offer ends October 5th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Listen to all things college sports, including live games and talk on SiriusXM College Sports Radio, Channel 84, and streaming on the SiriusXM app. Badgers stop Michigan on downs, 13:08 remaining, 17-7. The Wolverines leading the Badgers as Wisconsin takes over at its own 31.
You just keep chipping away at this defense. You gave up a couple of big plays there to McCulley, a couple of long runs, but you just have to admire what they've been able to do on third down. Michigan is 4 of 11. They just went for it on fourth down. They missed it. That's where you just continue to pluck and pluck away. Early snap, get it back. And now with 13:08 in the fourth quarter, down 10, a critical drive starting here for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Hunter Simmons, 11 of 18 through the air, 116 yards, the one interception. And here we go, Tucker Ashcraft's Wing on the left side. Lance Mason, wing on the right. Single back offense under center. Simmons drops the throw in a play fake. They pick up the pressure. Simmons throwing incomplete. Boy, Ernest Hausman was storming in. And he got blocked enough. There was contact to the quarterback. No penalty marker. It's second down and 10 for the Badgers at their 31-yard line.
Yeah, Michigan is just really, since that first drive, they have said, we are going to shoot our line, middle linebackers' guns. We're coming. And they're forcing our running backs there. Dupree did a good job of getting him to the ground. But forcing that ball out, that makes the middle of the field open. That gives you some opportunities when you start looking at it.
Kekahuna, slot right. Anthony wide right. Chris Brooks out to the left. Dupree the running back. Kekahuna motions left. Hand off Darion Dupree. And he spins his way up the right hash marks, moving the pile across the 35 and up near the 37. A strong run and a lot of traffic from Darion Dupree. Gets about, we'll say five at the 36 of Wisconsin. Third and five for the Badgers. They have missed on their last seven third down conversion opportunities.
Yeah, really great finish there by Dupree. And I love Riley Malman comes in there and just scrum rugby shoves to keep going. That was maybe 2 or 3 yards. He ended up getting five.
Kekahuna slot left, Anthony slot right. And a low snap dug out by Simmons, throws over the middle, and it's batted down by Hausman. Wanted to get Kekahuna, but he just mishandled the snap, it looked like, did Hunter Simmons. So the timing disrupted, and the Badgers again three and out. They send on the punt team for their own 36-yard line.
Yeah, you're right. The snap was fine. He just dropped it, and it had a little bit of hesitation. You had Kekahuna on a slant over the middle. That time, Michigan didn't bring its linebackers. They sat back and was able to knock it down and force another Wisconsin punt.
Lucas Bertrams gets the snap, and the kick is away. Samaj Morgan will field at the 26, cutting across the 30, moving left, now up the middle, 35. And Morgan driven down near the 40-yard line in Michigan territory. Jackson Aker among those busting down there. 18 yards on the return as Michigan will have pretty good field position when play continues. From the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 12 minutes, 11 seconds remaining. Michigan 17, Wisconsin 7. This is Badger football from Learfield.
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter,
the defense comes through again.
This is Badger football from Learfield.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. Badger fans, you're dedicated to your team, and at Case IH, we're dedicated to designing every tractor, every tool, every piece of equipment with your local land management goals in mind. What are you waiting for? Visit your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers, where your home field and huge success awaits. Four straight three and outs for the Wisconsin offense in the second half and six for the game. Badger defense doing everything it can. It's 17-7 Michigan with 12 minutes, 11 seconds remaining.
It's just you're asking a lot. And you know what? I think we watched that opening drive. And I think we were all thinking, wow, this is what we're hoping for. You're able to run the football, a couple of easy you know, pitch and catches, and go down and score 7 points. And from that point on, it's just been tough sled. Michigan has done some different things defensively. I think they're really putting a lot of pressure on you to go make a play. They're not going to sit back and just let you do that. So you're asking your defense a lot, and this is, you said, three and outs every time in this half. You're putting your guys out there, and you just hope that this defense, with the rotation that we have, is able to stay fresh and hold up.
Michigan will come out, trips to the right from the Wolverines' 39-yard line, and now Samaj Morgan will motion in the backfield, loops back to his right. Underwood throws it that way. Morgan the catch at the 40, along the numbers, 45. Matt Young will bump him to the turf and out of bounds across midfield to the 49 of Wisconsin on a gain of 12, first down Michigan.
Yeah, and Wisconsin has done some things where they're obviously slowing down the run, and they're bringing a lot of people up. So Michigan is countering that by saying, we're going to get it out on the perimeter. We're asking our wideouts to kind of hold up, make blocks. And that time, Underwood threw it right in stride, so their tailback didn't have to even slow down or break stride. And it was an easy 12-yard pickup.
Four receivers, three on the left, one on the right. Haynes, the running back. Michigan into Wisconsin territory now at the 49-yard line. Underwood will feed it to Haynes off the right side, inside the 45, inside the 40, and Allegro wraps him up at the 38 of Wisconsin. So another 11-yard gain there and a first down for the Wolverines.
Yeah, and you're starting to see the tempo, and you're starting to see kind of not a wearing down, but that was a big hole. And when Haynes sees a hole, he really explodes through it. And fortunate that we were able to get him down, because it was one man to beat. Wisconsin was able to drag him down, but not before he picked up a first down.
At the Wisconsin 38-yard line, adjust the game clock a little bit. 11:25 and counting left in the game. 17-7, Michigan. Underwood calls for the ball, and he'll give it to Haynes. Room off the right edge, the 35-yard line. Bites his way to the 30 of Wisconsin. It's a gain of about seven. Deani Hill with the tackle for Wisconsin off the corner. Second has a gain of eight, I should say. Second down and two. Michigan at the Badgers 30.
Yeah, he's just so explosive. That didn't look like much. He just kind of ran right behind his center with one cut and a bounce. He's outside, breaks contain of Wisconsin's defense, and forces a corner to bring him down, but not before he picked up eight.
Trips to the left, the Badgers 30-yard line. Underwood will give it to Haynes up that right hash marks, and he'll get the first down down to the 26-yard line of Wisconsin. Thing about Michigan, too, this offensive line, they've been working, they're showing their depth. They've had two backups who are really good at the guard spots. They've been without Gio Elhadi and Brady Norton these last couple weeks, but Nathan Afobe, Jake Guanera, that offensive line, they have just been really, really good. Seemingly getting better and taking control as the second half moves on. Trips to the left for the 26 of Wisconsin. Underwood to throw, looking. He'll loft it out left side. McCulley will reach up, make the catch inside the 10, inside the 5, and finally Young will stop him at the 1, and Donovan McCulley is having a day.
That is, he's so athletic there. You saw him. He actually looked to see where Rico was coming, high-pointed it, spun out again, avoided a tackle, and almost got in for a second touchdown.
First and goal, Michigan at the 1, and movement up front, then Allegro comes in, and little brotherly shove of the Michigan offensive lineman. Just a little love tap there.
Yep, that's all fun and games down there. So I don't know if he was trying to slow the tempo down or if he saw somebody flinch and wanted to make sure, put the ref to make a call. You don't typically see that.
Ron Snodgrass is the referee, and we'll hear from him right about now.
Offside. Defense, number 0. Half the distance to the goal. First down.
I think that was probably a combination of a couple things. There's some frustration, the tempo, and also maybe he just thought he saw somebody flinch. You could see Michigan has kind of had its way here, been able to do some things here the last couple of drives. And McCulley, that catch, I can't even tell you. I could actually see how his mind was working as he pulled it. It was an impressive thing to watch.
First and goal at the 1. Max Bredesen lining up at fullback now. Haynes the tailback. The give goes to Haynes. Over the left side, he will barrel his way to the goal line. Touchdown, Michigan. Boy, that was a whole lot of want to from Justice Haynes. Had to work for it. but he did work for it, and now Michigan leads 23-7.
And you've seen their playmakers really take over here in the second half. McCulley, really impressive, and Haynes, you just marvel at his speed, what he sees, how he sees it, and then you just saw the full package, what he did there. That was drawn up for nothing, and he physically just said, I am going to find my way into the end zone, and he did it. He is an all-purpose. He does it all as a tailback.
Dominic Zavada ready for the extra point. 19 carries, 117 yards for Haynes, getting a long run of 43 in the first quarter as the PAT is good. And from the Rail Transport broadcast booth, 9:24 remaining in Ann Arbor. It's Michigan 24, Wisconsin 7. Back in a moment. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Is violent crime in the U.S. higher than 25 years ago? No. Violent crime is lower nationally and in major cities than 25 years ago, according to FBI and Justice Department data. In 2023, cities with 250,000 or more people reported 771 violent crimes per 100,000 residents, down from 1,093 in 2000. Nationally, violent crime has stayed below 400 incidents per 100,000 residents for a decade, compared to about 500 in the late 1990s. Pew Research reported a 49% drop in violent crime, which includes murder, rape, robbery, and aggravated assault since 1993. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Wisconsin Badgers football proudly brought to you on 97.5 FM WFHR by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar and Grill, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen all season long on 97.5 WFHR, streaming live at WFHR.com and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers WFHR locally grown radio. 24-7, Michigan leading Wisconsin with 9:24 left here in Ann Arbor. That scoring drive for the Wolverines brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. Six plays, 61 yards, took 2 minutes and 47 seconds. Justice Haynes getting in for the second time today. Let's send it downstairs again and hear from Patrick.
A positive is that Wisconsin, knock on wood, to this point has stayed pretty clean health-wise. The UW Health injury tent has been quiet down here. Tyrese Fearbury just came off the field, a little shaken up there, got some medical attention, but he's probable to return to this game. So Wisconsin is holding up from a stamina standpoint. But 9:24, things are getting long here.
For a team that has certainly defensively done a lot of good things here, the offense, a 12-play drive to start the game, no possession, longer than six plays since.
It's just been tough to sustain things. And coming into it, you kind of thought you're going to need some big plays. And the defense has been stout. I think they've competed really hard, but we needed to have a couple of turnovers. The one really unlucky bounce ended up in points for Michigan, but a long drive, and we need to get some short fields. And unfortunately, Michigan has not handed us anything today, and we haven't been able to take advantage of anything today trying to create turnovers.
That was good self-editing. I thought you were where you were going to go with they competed their fannies off.
Yeah, fannies took us. This has been you're watching this game and you. I respect Wisconsin has fought hard today, just not had enough.
Kick is in the air. There will be no return, and the Badgers starting at their 25-yard line. And this Wisconsin offensive line makeshift again. Davis Heinzen, at center, it seems like he's been pretty solid there. Kerry Kodonko at right guard. It's like they're putting this line together with duct tape every week with all the injuries they've had.
No doubt about it. I think for the most part, they've held together. From a pressure standpoint, Michigan has brought a lot. I think we've done a pretty good job of getting the ball out. It's just not been able to make any big plays. Everything is just grinding it out, and that against a really good defense, that's hard to do in a sustained manner.
Hunter Simmons, the quarterback, play fake on first down, rolling to his right, looking, throwing, and caught by Vinny. Anthony, did he secure it? They say yes, at least for the moment, across the 40-yard line. Well, the one thing that they'll mark at the 41, Vinny Anthony, that's going to be his eighth catch, I believe, of the day, which I'm here for that every week. I mean,
go quick.
That's good work.
Let's get it out there. Nice play call again, getting him out of the pocket. And Brunner pull out there to kind of control the edge. Get Simmons out in space. And, yeah, Vinny Anthony has given you everything he's looked for today.
It's a gain of 16 on a first down at the Badger 41-yard line. Trips to the left. Simmons throwing over the middle. Caught by Kekahuna at the 50. 45 of Michigan. Lowers the pads. Powers his way inside the 40 of Michigan and down to the 39-yard line. Good strong work after the catch. Cole Sullivan is there. Mason Curtis as well. First down, Wisconsin at the Michigan 39-yard line.
Really like that from Simmons there. A little fake, got his feet set, and was able to deliver that to Tretch in a really good manner. And then I love the fact you're seeing those linemen down there. Kadanko, Malman, right around, continuing to push on Tretch to pick up a couple extra yards. Love seeing that late in football games.
39 of Michigan, first and 10 Wisconsin, 8:20 remaining. Wolverines lead 24-7. Hunter Simmons takes the snap. Quick pass left side. Another catch for Anthony. Gets checked out of bounds by Sanders. Jason Sanders. They'll mark at the 33 of Michigan on a gain of 6. It's going to be the ninth catch. 97 receiving yards today now for Vinny Anthony.
Really finding a way to get him the football. And, you know, Michigan, they are blitzing. And our running backs, I'll be curious. Talk to the running back coach after to see. Really nice job, I think, of doing a just getting their nose in there and giving it just enough time to let Simmons get rid of that football. There was a nice play to Vinny Anthony.
Yep, Devin Spaulding, the running backs coach, doing good work with his guys. As Simmons back to throw, and he'll throw it out to Jaquel Crowdis inside the 40-yard line, and he gets popped out of bounds by TJ Guy, the edge dropping back. Coverage third down and 4 for the Badgers of the Michigan 33.
Well, if nothing else, you're down 17. That's 3 scores. The defense needed a blow, and this offense had not been able to sustain much really since that first drive of the game. And here you're starting to see some things. You're moving the football, picking up first downs, and here we have a third. Again, third and manageable here for the Wisconsin Badgers.
Third and 4 at the